concentrate on this one thing about that I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me. Every one of you has something in your mind that you would like to do, but you're convinced that you can't do that, that you can't go. There's probably a whole bunch of things, but there's a barrier there that prevents you from going and pushing the envelope out that far. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Now, that kind of thinking, now I'll close this. That kind of thinking is common to the Gentiles, but it is death to a body. It is death to you as a believer. If there is anything in your mind that you think that you have a desire to do, but you think you cannot do it, or that you think that you believe the lie of incompetence about it, or whatever it is. In other words, if it hasn't been experienced as meat, and you're able either to forget it or to push it, then you are walking in a state of apostasy. You know what I mean? Well, it means that you're making God a liar. In order for you to be content in whatsoever state you find yourself, there cannot be any situation or thing that you want to do that you haven't done. Well, that's a biggie. I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me. My God shall supply all my need according to his riches and glory. Now, you all may not have any idea what this organization, this group of people originated in my mind 18 years ago. We originated for a peculiar and specified purpose, and that was to produce movies and television shows, major feature movies. That's still in my mind. As long as it's in my mind, we will push until it's accomplished or it leaves my mind. Do you understand? Now, some of you cannot imagine yourself in any other position except some poor little victim of some little circumstances, from some little town, from some little country, from some little world, from some little universe, and you're a little poor victim doing little shit. And God says of you that you are an I Am people that he's preparing to judge universes. Now, what is it that you want to do? And why aren't you doing it? Why aren't you making any effort to do it? Is it because of fear? Is it because of fear of failure? Is it because you believed what somebody said about it? I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me. If you don't, then you will never be able to walk in the arena that Paul talks about also, be careful for nothing, because you will have learned to be careful for everything. Philippians chapter 4. Therefore, my brethren, dearly beloved and longed for, my joy and my crown, So stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved. I beseech Eudaeus and beseech that guy too, that they be of the same mind in the Lord. What are you doing?
I'll see if I can reason it out, but I can't. It's either Syntyche or Syntyche.
Syntyche. Be of the same mind in the Lord. What? They agree. And I entreat thee also, true yoke fellows, help those women which labored with me in the gospel, with Clement also, and with other my fellow laborers whose names are in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Let your moderation, and we found out that word means the abandonment. Let your abandonment be known unto all men, the Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God which passeth all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Now that's a weird set of sentences there. Think on those things. Now, do you sit around thinking about that stuff? Whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are just.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
You do?
Yeah. I don't think about whether or not something is 100%
of the day, no, that'd be cool to sit here and try to defend that, but yeah. To some extent.
You said I'd apply this criteria to your thinking.
No, because it doesn't say decide what's good and lovely and then think about that. I'm up to later kindergarten. Okay.
Second semester kindergarten.
That's why you get to teach
right
now. If you look at that, verses 8 and 9, or verse 8 especially, you'll find out that it doesn't have any room for what you can't do. Now keep your finger in Philippians and go to 1 Corinthians 13. We're just talking about what love is. Love, in verse 5, we'll just start anywhere. Verse 5, doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil. Rejoice not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. Beareth all things, believeth all things. Now we got, I mean, that's really, believeth all things, hopeth all things. But can you imagine love believes all things? Love never looks for a way to fail.
State of innocence?
No, it says you believe all things.
Wow. Well, how could you believe that if you weren't innocent? How could you believe her if you weren't innocent?
God doesn't want innocence. God, that's innocence is...
Or abandoned.
Yeah, what God wants is holiness. He wants tested, untested innocence is nothing. I mean, Jack, that's right. Okay, but here we have this strange phenomenon where we got him, you know, thinketh not evil, believes all things. Then we got all this big old list of stuff, honest, just, pure, lovely, true, good report, virtue, praise. Verse 10. Philippians 4, verse 10. But I rejoiced in the Lord greatly that now at last your care of me hath flourished again, wherein you were also careful, but you lacked opportunity. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. I know how both to be abased, I know how to abound everywhere and in all things. I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to be abound and to suffer. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Okay, now we're in a really dumb, bad stuff here.
I'm not talking about contradiction in the New Testament.
Huh?
Well, I mean, he just finished saying, you know, I'm to be full and to be hungry. I mean, he's pretty much covered the ground.
Now we not only have believing all things, thinking about all pure and good and virtue stuff here.
It's lovely.
Now, I am content in whatever state I find myself.
Even if it's not thinking pure and lovely, the way
okay, see if we can find anything else out. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Notwithstanding, you have done well that you did communicate with my affliction. Now ye Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving, but you only. For even in Thessalonica you sent once and again unto my necessity. Not because I desire a gift, but I desire fruit that may abound to your account. And all he's doing is thanking the Philippians for sending him money twice.
But didn't he just, but I appreciate it. God had me covered, but it came in handy.
But I have all and abound. I am full, having received of Epaphroditus the things which were sent from you, an odor of sweet smell, of a sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable, well-pleasing to God. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Now, the thing that I want to come to is this, that the secret is I have learned in whatsoever state I find myself therewith to be content. The only way you can learn that is to go through this other process. You can't be content in all things in whatsoever state you find yourself until you believe all things.
You believe all things.
Are you saying believe all things sequentially? Like, I believe this, and then I believe this, and then I believe this. Or at one point to sit and say, I believe everything.
What does it mean to say, I believe all things?
That's what I'm trying to find out.
Okay.
If you believe all things, how do you know when you're deceived? Sorry.
That's the wrong road.
I can tell you that one.
We take
that's
the
wrong road. Lee loses 2 points on a final exam.
That goes back to the difference between innocence and
testimony. You believe all the things that you know are true, the things that you've tested.
Well, and it says all these things about that are true and honest and pure and stuff. After that, it says those things which we have both learned and received.
Okay.
And heard and seen.
When it says God Well, no, I won't forget once I got it. It just says, all things, in Romans 8, it says, all things work together for good to them that love the Lord, to them who are the called according to his purpose. That's a pretty heavy one, too. All things work together for good. If I know all things work together for good, then I, by definition, am believing all things. If I don't know all things work together for good, if I don't know that all things are pure, to the pure in heart, all things are pure. If I don't know that all things are pure, then nothing can be pure. Nothing.
It's either all or nothing.
It's either all or nothing. I either believe all things or I believe nothing. If I know that God causes all things to work together for good to them that love the Lord, to the called according to his purpose, then I know that I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me. Well, what about these little side trips? They become less than meaningful to you in the grand economy of things, in the grand scheme of things. Now again, I've told you so often, the reason that you have what Norman Vincent Peale would call negativism in your mind is because, for one reason and one reason only, is you haven't accepted the blood of Christ. There is something in you that you have not seen as forgiven. And it manifests itself in that it's not just that you haven't seen the blood, that manifestation has to come in a particular arena, and it comes in the arena that you have not forgiven yourself. I promise you, if you have not forgiven yourself, then you will be looking for hope in some other place other than Christ, and half of your thought processes will be towards the reason you can't do something as opposed to why you can do something. Because the leaven or the mixture or the enemy, if you will, of that small amount will puffed up and leaven the whole thing. The only reason Harry automatically, in most instances, with a knee-jerk response, judges down Catacrino, every kind of person that doesn't meet his standards, is because Harry hasn't forgiven himself. The only reason that at some stimuli, when Barbara is in the right mood and she's pushed, the only reason that she becomes an impediment to the work of God and becomes a roadblock, it's because she believes there's a part of her life that God has forsaken. And therefore you have to. Believes all things, hopes all things. Do you know? I mean, to the pure in heart, all things are pure. I have learned in whatsoever state I find myself therewith to be content. That word content doesn't mean tolerate. You know that? I can tolerate a lot of stuff. I can tolerate pain. I can tolerate hunger. I'm content has as its component that there is nothing in that environment that you would change. I have learned therewith to be content. Why? Because you have learned that there's only one thing going on in the universe. To the pure in heart, all things are pure, but Unto the pure all things are pure, but unto them that are defiled and unbelieving is nothing pure. But even their mind and conscience is defiled. They profess that they know God, but in works they deny him, being abominable and disobedient, and unto every good work reprobate. You know what it says there? Unless you see that all things are pure, you are in effect are professing that you know God, but in works you deny him. How much of your life are you judging down? Catacrino. Now, the reason all this is important and the reason that your channel needs to be clear of the garbage of having things in your past that you have that you haven't forgiven yourself over, or all these little projects that you want to happen in the future but you don't have the guts to do, as long as those things are in the pipeline, you can never be pure. In other words, empty. Therefore, the first part of the beatitude becomes impossible. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Well, you're not poor in spirit if you're regretting the past and afraid of the future. Yeah. I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me. If there's something you haven't done that you want to do, then either do whatever is necessary, either by doing it or getting rid of it, so that's not an impediment anymore. Because as long as it is, you're going to keep the rest of us from knowing the fullness of God. Anybody understand? Amen. To the pure, all things are pure. I have learned, in whatsoever state I find myself, therewith to be content. Okay, that's enough. Okay. Take a big guy.